Good morning, a Monday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Before we talk politics, Alan, the wind and rain, high wind warnings, flood watches, and that has caused some havoc around the region, especially over in the Berkshires where you are, including in eastern New York as well. But many without power driving in this morning, many limbs down, leaves across the road, and of course, flash flooding can cause problems all around the region.
Yes, David, that's right. You know, in the Berkshires, where I got up early this morning and took a look around, I know that there were some folks who were complaining that they had lost power. We did not in our home. We had our eye on a big tree, which we've been watching for quite a while and been warned about by a tree man. It is not on our property, but it is aimed at our property. We've had that happen before. You know, there are big trees around here all over the place. And there are people in the entire listening area who are suffering because lights are out. This is quite a wind. We couldn't believe the ferociousness of it last night as we lay there listening. So it was extraordinary. Mother Nature was doing its thing.
Again, be careful this morning as you head out to work.
You bet.
Well, anticipation, maybe some nerves heading through the White House and the administration as a federal grand jury in Washington Friday, Alan, approved the first charges in the investigation led by special counsel Robert Mueller. Anyone charged could be taken into custody as soon as today.
Well, that's right. You know, David, I always think about what music they ought to play on the panel. And Joe, of course, is in charge of that, as are the board ops. But, you know, Carly Simon singing Anticipation would be not a bad thing. The thinking on a lot of people's parts, although what we're going to see is charges brought against Manafort, perhaps against Flynn, perhaps against General Flynn's son, Flynn Jr. And each of those have been the common thought that what you do when you're a prosecutor is you take the lower hanging fruit and you get them to turn on the people who are above them, who they may really be looking at. Of course, you never know whether or not Trump himself is named. Now, I doubt that. First of all, there's a question as to whether you can indict a sitting president. I think you can, but there's going to be case law to be established on that. And if it is going to be that, I suspect that we would have heard about it one way or the other. You couldn't have contained it. But it is interesting that this indictment or these indictments have been sealed. If what we have been told is true, it could really spell a very exciting day. In the meantime, Trump himself is going a little outside his usual parameters, and those are pretty wide-ranging. And back to Hillary Clinton. Hillary is bad. Hillary colluded. Hillary got kickbacks for uranium sale as Secretary of State to the Clinton Foundation. You name it, it's all out there, and Trump is pursuing it all. And it doesn't indicate that he's worried. His lawyer, Ty Cobb, keeps saying we're going to cooperate. Trump himself, not so much.
Meanwhile, the issue of the $300 million contract awarded to the little-known Montana company, Whitefish Energy Holdings, was hired to coordinate restoring electricity on Puerto Rico following Hurricane Maria. Now the governor of Puerto Rico is calling for the terminating of that contract.
Well, yeah, this is embarrassing. Apparently, there is some ties or alleged ties between the Secretary of the Interior, Zinke, and this Whitefish company. There are enough dissonance here so that everybody is running as fast as they can from this small company. As for me, I've always thought that this Whitefish company is an insult to the great fish that we all have enjoyed in our youth.
Finally, Alan, Catalonia and Spain. 300,000 are rallying against independence as the autonomy is stripped. The Catalonians rose up and declared independence just before Spain took it all away.
And David, of course, what you're saying is some Catalonians, there are others who think
this is
really going to be bad for business and everything else. Look, you got a civil war. You got a civil war in the United States. People tried to secede. Lincoln and the Union prevailed. There is no doubt that the Spanish government, have the upper hand here in that they have the army and the power to keep Barcelona and the Catalonia region in the group. And it is not as if the people who have declared independence, the Catalonian parliament, is out there raising hell because everybody's a little afraid that if they're named, they go to jail.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Thanks, Alan.
Thank you, David, for all you do.
And you.